the gladiator mentality, and people look at us like, okay, really? Yeah, really.
All right, let's do this. Diamond Envy podcast on a Sunday after the Sooners take 2 of 3 from BYU. By the way, Diamond Envy podcast, I'm your host, Tyler McComas. Diamond Envy is always brought to you by Cavens Group. Check them out, cavensgroup.com. All right, here's the deal today, guys. Normally for an episode, whether it's with a guest, after a weekend wrap-up, I've got a lot of different notes set out. Here's what happened game one, big moment game one, game two, game three, all that. I don't have any of that today for the first time. All right, no notes today, just kind of free-flowing. I'm going to read a message or two that that I got over the weekend about this team, but I think the individual games this weekend are important to talk about, and we'll do that, mostly game two and game three, right? I just kind of think it's overall where this team is right now and where they need to be to accomplish the ultimate goal of winning a national championship. Because this team's not good enough to win a national championship today. April 14th, today, OU softball is not good enough to win a national championship. Doesn't feel good saying it. Doesn't feel good at all. Did I think I'd say that at any point this year? And I don't know the last time I've uttered those words that OU's not good enough to win a national championship. But that's my opinion. That's Patty Gasso's opinion. Like, if the GOAT's saying it, then I think we got to trust it, right? And look, like, we've seen enough greatness from OU softball. In fact, we've seen more greatness from OU softball than we've seen just good or average or below average. Like, we've become used to this team is just elite. They're better. They're the best team in the country. We expect greatness every time this team steps on the field. And that's not happening right now with this squad. Do they need to be the best team in the country today? A team that can win a national championship on April 14th? Well, no, obviously not. We've talked about that, but like, we're getting deeper and deeper into the season now, right? Like, you got to start stepping up and play your best softball. So I think that we can all sit here and acknowledge today that it's just, it's not clicking. It's not where it needs to be right now. It's not terrible. It's not bad. This team didn't lose a series. Like, still in a good spot to win the conference this year, have a number one seed. And honestly, like, be the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament, host a home regional, super regional, all of that. But we know what the goal is here. The goal here is not the goal of everywhere else. Like, Florida's got a great softball program. Texas has got a great softball program. Like, list any other team in the country that you think has a good softball program, which a lot of those are in the SEC, by the way. And no one has the expectations or even close to it that OU softball does. And that's just the way that it is. What did Barry Switzer say? Like, you got to feed the monster, right? Like, you build the monster and you got to keep continuing to feed the monster. OU softball is a monster right now. And yeah, we get upset. What's going on? If it doesn't look like greatness every time they step on the field. Hey, by the way, if you're listening on the audio form of the Diamond Envy podcast, one, thank you. And please continue to share it. I really appreciate that. But I'm also live on YouTube as well. How about that? Live on YouTube. Did an episode on Saturday. Kind of talked about something similar where this team is at before game three and got a little bit more perspective now after game three. But Tyler McComas on Facebook. If you're watching on Facebook, please, I'm supposed to tell you to smash that like button. Please do that. Like and subscribe. Last name spelled McComas. If you're listening on the audio form, go like and subscribe on YouTube. We're going to be doing a lot more content on there, which is going to be fun. But like, I kind of want to take the conversation here when it comes to this team, okay? They won yesterday. Great. End up winning the series. It still just didn't feel offensively, right? Like the team that we're accustomed to seeing. But they end up winning the game 7-3. Got a little interesting, not too interesting late in the game. But Alyssa Brito kind of, you know, I think she had a day yesterday. She had the single that drops that gets in two runs. And, of course, she had the home run as well. So Brito was big yesterday. But on our KREF Twitter account and Facebook account as well, I put out a question after the game, like, why do you still feel that this team can win a national championship? Something on those lines. Like, why is this team still going to win a national championship, in your opinion? What's the biggest reason? And I got a lot of They got the GOATs. They've got Patty Gasso. They've got the greatest coach who's ever lived. And I agree with that. Like, I agree that Patty Gasso is absolutely a reason to say, I think this team can turn it around. Turn it around. It's four losses, okay? Like, perspective, blue blood problems. But this team can start playing a lot better softball and win a national championship. But I might argue that, whereas, yes, I do think Patty Gasso is a big reason why this team can get right and start playing its best softball, I might argue that it's not so much on Patty Gasso, but maybe it's more about these seniors that are on this team. Like, I kind of think that that's who it's on right now. The T.R.A. Jennings, the Jada Colemans, the Kinsey Hansons, the Riley Boones. Like, you guys know who it is. You guys know the leaders and the players who have won multiple national championships. Like, Patty can only do so much. And for a second, do we not think that she's pushing the right buttons or say the right thing? She's just like the rest of us. She's just waiting on it. She's just waiting on this offense to really open up, for this offense to not leave so many runners on base, for this offense to see better pitches, swing at better pitches, maybe not try and hit the home run so much and hit it where it's pitched for a good base hit. Like, I think it's more about the leadership, the seniors, the players that have been on this team for a long time, maybe more than anything. The head coach, JT Gasso, Jen Rocha, they can only do so much. Patty Gasso can only say so much. Bow up. And different things that she said throughout the past week since they lost, had that series loss to Texas. So that's kind of who I'm looking at here, is I'm looking at the senior leadership. Like, they've got to bring the best version out of themselves, obviously. And I think it's up to these senior leaders to kind of bring the best out of everyone else in the lineup as well. Because you've seen some hitters really have some hot, like a hot week. Maybe they're National Player of the Week, Big 12 Player of the Week, whatever. And then for the next week or two, they kind of slump and they kind of fall back down. Like, this team's looking for consistency right now. Like, consistency, I think, is what this team needs. Pitch selection. I just think there's a lot of things at the plate that this team can do better right now. So there it is, right? Like, and I think that we'll know when we see it. And maybe it doesn't happen until this team hits a regional. You know, like, there have absolutely been teams before that we kind of questioned going into the postseason. And those teams ended up winning a national championship. I said this yesterday on YouTube, and I'll say it again here today. Just a couple examples of that, or one example in particular that I think everyone will remember because it's so recent. I remember being in a regional, and we're really questioning the pitching that OU has. Like, are they going to have to slug their way to a national championship? Because it almost feels like Patty's making a point right now with G. Juarez and Shannon Sale. Like, you know, I feel like she pulled them late in a regional game and throwing some other pitchers down the roster. And G. Juarez got right and really carried that team to a championship. So it can happen. And I, in no way do I want to be doom and gloom on this team, because I still think there's clearly a lot to like. Okay, well, what is there to like? Well, I think when this team is clicking, they're the best team in all of college softball. And I've got a lot of evidence to back up and prove what kind of players this team has up and down the lineup. Not just with the players that have won 2-3 national championships, but these young players as well that have really been producing throughout the year. I think it's mental right now. I really do. I think it's mental right now with this team. And what's the fix to that? I don't know the answer to that. I think they got to get the confidence back. And I think it's been a brutal week for them. I mean, like, if you think about it, they play in Austin, what, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You come back late Sunday night. You kind of have a day of rest. Not really, because you got to go to Wichita on Tuesday. All right, well, you get back from Wichita late on Tuesday night. You get a day to breathe on Wednesday. And then, boom, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you're at it for a 3-game series. So this team is going to get a couple of days to rest, and I think it needs to. I don't want to make too big of a deal out of this, but maybe the next couple of days could be one of the bigger moments in the year, just to kind of sit back, regroup a little bit, refocus. What do we got to do? What do we got to handle things internally to get this thing right and come out next week and look a lot better offensively and in the circle as well? Because I can't sit here on the Sunday morning and excused what it looked like in the circle on Saturday night. Like, that was just wasn't good enough. And that loss, it wasn't just a loss on Saturday night. Like, that was one of the more poor performances I've seen from an OU softball team in a long, long time. Now, you feel better that they rebounded on Sunday, but they had Kelly Maxwell in the circle. Thursday with Kelly Maxwell in the circle. One Saturday, Kelly Maxwell in the circle. I think this team has a lot of talent in the circle. I think they do. I think that's obvious. A lot of ways you can point at that. Cole May's been steady Eddie throughout her career. Kelly Maxwell's been great. Kirsten Deal has shown flashes of really high-level play. Carly Keeney, Peyton Monticelli, SJ Guerin. But it can't just be Kelly Maxwell. Like, this, we can't go into the postseason and say, well, if they got Kelly Maxwell in the circle, they can beat any team in the country. But if they don't have Kelly Maxwell in the circle, anything could happen. Like, that's not the ingredients with the way that the offense is performing right now to go win a national championship. So the next couple of days, like, they got to get some rest, get their legs under them a little bit. This is kind of the stretch run of the year. Let's see them come back with a little bit of a different mindset, championship mindset, coming back next week. But I'm fascinated to see what happens next. How could you not be? Because even though the play right now, like, this team isn't where we thought it would be. Like, where we thought this team would be April 14th, I don't think anyone projected four losses. I didn't project four losses. I'm going to guess you probably didn't project four losses either. I'm fascinated to see what happens from here forward, because even with the four losses, even though we're having a conversation on this Sunday of, it's got to be a lot better, head coach is even saying so, the expectations have not changed. The expectations haven't changed a bit, and that's the deal with this program. The expectations still are to win a national championship, nothing else. Just making it to Oklahoma City won't do. Making it to a championship series, that won't do. And I know that there's so much pressure on this program, an incredible amount of pressure. I think Patty said after the loss on Friday night, they don't even feel like they can breathe. That's just the expectations that have just been built up. And that's just that's the reality of it. Not everyone can handle the pressure of playing in this program, the spotlight of playing in this program, but they're leading the way in college softball and the growth of college softball. That just kind of comes with the territory at this point. And with as much senior leadership as they have, I still have the confidence. I do. I absolutely do. Like, I want to make that clear today. I still think this team rebounds, and I still think this team finds a way to play softball at the most important time of the year. And we'll see if that ends up being a national championship or not. But I think if this team does find a way to play its best softball, which I do think is going to happen, I think more than likely it means they will win a national championship, because they still are the most talented team out there with the best coaching staff in the country, bar none. But I'm waiting on it, just like you're waiting on it, just like Eddie Gasso is waiting on it, JD Gasso, Jen Rocha, everyone else. So it's what makes it so interesting. Just, you're almost in unfamiliar territory. What did Kenzie Hansen say? That really no one associated with this program for a few years has been kicked in the teeth like this. So what are you going to do about it? And I think that's been Patty's challenge now for a week. Like, all right, you got kicked in the teeth. It happens. How you respond from this is going to define the rest of the year. And that's why I think, you know, maybe the next couple of days are so important, because you have been kicked in the teeth over the past week. What's this team really all about? Right? How much resolve does it have? Because adversity is set in. Boy, has adversity set in. It's set in more than any of us thought it was going to set in this year. What's this team about? What you got? I think that's what Patty's saying right now. You know, and this kind of goes back to that, why do you feel so confident that OU will rebound and win a championship? Patty Gasso, yes, I agree with that. But I think right now, Patty Gasso's sitting back. You got kicked in the teeth. What are you about? I can only do so much here. I can only say so much here. I can only get so upset after the win on Wednesday night, or excuse me, Tuesday night against Wichita State. It's up to this team. It's up to this team to rise to the occasion. You know, get a little feisty, get a little fiery, do it on the field, and go get it. Because the opportunity is still out there. Still a lot in front of this team. And again, I still think that they'll host a regional, host a super regional, be in the best position to win it, but this team's got to get right. This team's got to get right for sure. But I do think I do like Kelly Maxwell a lot right now. I really do. And I know she gave up a couple of runs, late, right, on Saturday. But birthday girl had a great game on Thursday night. I just think you're getting some really good stuff out of her right now and really like what she is really like what she's bringing to the table. I said I get to some comments here. This is really kind of the only note that I'm using today, just kind of freestyle for 15 minutes. So if you're still listening, I appreciate you guys listening to me just ramble on this Sunday. Brenda, loyal listener from the state of California. Love Brenda. Brenda always sends out like long thought. Like Brenda just doesn't get mad and just say, this team, what's going on? What's going on with this team? Like it's almost like she takes a deep breath. Long thought out response. Here's how I feel about the current OU softball situation. Here's what Brenda says. Okay. I know us OU fans are spoiled. We're used to OU coming in and dominating, right? This season, that's not the case. A lot of things I've noticed from OU this year is hits have not been consistent. Number of strikeouts have increased. A lot of base runners have been left on base. Energy coming into games has felt too relaxed. They're not coming in attacking. OU has struggled in passing the bat. A lot of pop-ups, base running errors have been a thing. I think the usual players who in the past have always been clutch haven't delivered consistently this season. They don't seem locked in like they have in the past. This is probably the first time in years that I felt uneasy about game outcomes. Don't get me wrong. I love me my Sooners, but as a huge fan, I have to call things out as we see them. We definitely need to lock things up because this ain't it. We know what OU can do, and we are loaded with talent. We just got to bring it all together. Boomer, Sooner, forever. Let's go. Told you guys. Brenda's long, thought-out response said it perfectly. And it's right. Like, it's so right on. And I think that we all kind of see and know what the issue is. It's, well, how does a player be so clutch for so long, but now that's not the case? Like, why is someone who'd always hit it on a line or hit it out of the park, why is there so many easy outs? You know, like I think easy outs is a good way to put it, because there's so many times that we've watched OU softball and there's never been an easy out. Like 1 through 9, wherever you're at in the order, there's not an easy out. There's not a cheap out. There's not a lot of cheap ground balls to the second baseman. That's just an easy ground ball flip to first base. There's not a cheap out of hitting it off the handle or at the end of the bat, pitchers under it to make the play. Like the outs that opposing teams had to make, they're hard hit balls to the shortstop in the hole. You got to make a really great play. Does that make sense? Like, not all outs are created equal. Maybe you square one up, but it's right to the center fielder. You hit it hard, though. And more times than not, that thing's going to fall in the gap and you're going to have a double. There's just a lot of cheap outs that's going on right now. I think that we can just see offensively, it's more of the mental mindset than it is the ability, because the ability is still there. I've seen all these players be clutch before. I've seen all these players put up crazy numbers. What's going on? It's got to be a mind shift thing. And I know I've said this like 3 times already, but it does bear repeating. That's why I think it's on this team. It's on the individual players on this team to get right. And I kind of picked up on that with what Patty Gasso has been saying here over the course of the past week. Approach at the plate, mentality. I don't know if this team is distracted. I have no idea. I'm not in that locker room. I just think it's all mental right now, and it's more of a mentality. Get back to that blue-collar championship mentality. Blue-collar. Blue-collar is, you know what? I'll hit it where it's pitched. I don't need to hit the 3-run home run. What I can do is I can hit a hard ground ball in between the first and second baseman, and that's going to move the runner over to third, and now we got first and third with no but outs. Blue-collar mentality, pass the bat, walks, great defensive plays, gritty in the circle. How to use that word a lot on Friday night. Gritty. Give me that gritty in the circle. I know there's pressure. I know there's expectations. But be a bulldog. I think Kelly Maxwell's a bulldog right now. Who else they got in the circle that wants to be a bulldog out there? And this whole team's got to take on that approach. Us against the world mentality, championship mentality, blue-collar mentality, whatever you want to call it, that's what OU softball has been. And if they get back to that, that's the good news here, guys. If they get back to that, this team's going to be okay. And even though Patty sounds as frustrated as I've heard her sound during the middle of the year, she'll even admit that. It's like, yeah, a little frustrating right now. Got to be better. Short turnaround to go to Wichita. But I've taken teams up here before on a short turnaround, and they've answered the call. So as frustrated as she might be at times right now, she still knows, like the rest of us, if they can just get right, they're going to be okay. And they will. They'll be okay. Hey, as always, appreciate you guys. I love it when you interact with the podcast, which, by the way, I said I wasn't going to get any notes today, and I'm not pulling up any notes here. I just want to make sure that this is right before I say it. And honestly, if I don't pull this up in time, I think here we go here. I just want to make sure this is the case, because I know that Sooner Shy is about to bring in a new life into the world. So I just want to say congratulations to Sooner Shy and her new family. That's awesome. She is a great supporter of the podcast, one of the best supporters of the podcast. And love that she's about to, or has just welcomed in a new Sooner into the family. So all the best to you, Sooner Shy. All the best to you. Thank you for all you do. Thanks to Jessica Bame. I love me some Worley as well. I think Mark, did he move to Norman, which is pretty cool. I love that. But thank you to all of you who always listen and share and interact with the podcast. And seriously, you guys feel frustrated about way things are going. If you think I'm wrong, drop it in the YouTube comments, drop it in my DMs, like whatever. I just want to hear from you guys. All right, here it is. Sooner Shy, 3 days ago. The end is in sight. Baby girl will be here in the next week. All the best to you. Prayers, Sooner Shy. Hope everything goes well. And I know that's going to be a special moment for you and your family. Just wanted to give you a shout out on how cool of a moment that is. And just really hope the best for you. That's for sure. I want you to send Sooner Shy your best wishes as well, right? I mean, she's great. Okay, that'll do it for this Sunday. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk, I guess, about OU softball. We'll do it again early next week, and we'll see what happens here moving forward. It is the Diamond Envy Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler McComas.